listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations.
Welcome back to Season 6, Episode 24. Picture this: the sudden rush of adrenaline when someone slams on the brakes to avoid an accident. Now, that's stress, but in that moment, it's actually protecting you. Now, compare that to the gnawing feeling of worry that keeps you up at night, the tension in your shoulders that never quite goes away, and the exhaustion you can't shake. That's also stress, but it's very different. Today, I'm going to be breaking down acute versus chronic stress, what they are, and how they affect the brain and body, and what you can do to manage them before they manage you. So what is acute stress? Well, it's a short-term stress response triggered by an immediate perceived threat or challenge. Examples of this could be preparing for an exam, a job interview, or dodging traffic. The physiological response is fight, flight, freeze mode. Adrenaline, cortisol spikes, and heart rate increases, and is also sharp and focused. Benefits: it's protective and it keeps you alert, and it can improve performance in short bursts. But the limitations are that the body returns to baseline quickly and harmless unless experienced too frequently. Now, chronic stress. It's the prolonged activation of stress response system without adequate recovery. Examples could be caregiving for a sick relative, a toxic work environment, long-term financial hardship, or childhood trauma and ongoing abuse. The physiological effects are constant elevated cortisol, inflammation throughout the body, weakened immune system, and disrupted sleep and digestion. The mental health impacts are anxiety disorders, depression, and emotional numbness or irritability. Now let's talk about the neuroscience of stress. Acute stress and the brain. What it looks like is the amygdala fires the alarm, the hypothalamus signals adrenaline glands, and the prefrontal cortex sharpens temporarily. Chronic stress and the brain looks like shrinking of the hippocampus, which causes memory issues or weakens prefrontal cortex. That involves poor decision-making, and overactive amygdala, which is hypervigilance and anxiety. Acute stress is like a smoke alarm that goes off when you burn toast. Chronic stress is the alarm that never shuts off, even when there's no fire. And I'm going to share more in the next segment. So I'm going to share some real-life scenarios. Acute stress story. A teacher rushing to get a lesson observed by administrators. Heart races, a palm sweat, but they deliver their best teaching performance. Chronic stress story. that same teacher, month after month, coping with overcrowded classrooms or little support, constant harassment from the administrators. They're developing migraines, insomnia, and starts to question their career. The takeaway is context plus duration determine whether stress is adaptive or destructive. And as a side note, I work in public education, and many teachers, counselors, social workers, and school staff in general are trying to do their best and support students even in this reality. So here are some coping strategies. For acute stress, you can try deep breathing in the moment, grounding techniques, or a quick refrain, just saying to yourself, this is temporary. For chronic stress, establish a consistent self-care routine, such as sleep, nutrition, or movement. Build a support system, whether it's peer groups, trusted friends, or even therapy. Practice mindfulness or meditation daily. Boundaries at work and home, learning to say no. And again, professional help if symptoms interfere with daily functioning. Stress isn't the enemy. It's how long we carry it that determines our health. Acute stress keeps us alive. Chronic stress wears us down. So I have a question for you. I want you to think about this for a moment. Where in your life do you experience acute stress that helps you grow? And where might chronic stress be silently draining you? If you haven't done this already, I do encourage journaling or mindfulness check-ins or professional consultation. If this episode resonated with you, share it with a friend, a colleague, or someone that you know might be carrying more than they realize. Until next time, take care of your mind, body, and spirit.
Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.